Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Flavor of Jazz. That piece you heard is called Flavor in the House, and a dear friend of mine, Bomani, out in Detroit, had created that for me a couple of years ago, and then I started using that as the intro to my Flavor in the House show. So until I can get an intro for this particular show, I have some artists willing to help me with that. I just have to play around with how I come, you know, to you with the Flavor of Jazz. If you know anything about me, it's all about the independent artists. And so I decided to do a show that is just dedicated to the independent jazz artists that are coming my way to Flavor News Radio, and decided to create the Flavor of Jazz. So let's see. This morning I, kind of started out with that funky piece, so why don't I just kind of keep it there? This is Black Eyes with their piece called This Journey.
Thank you.
That was Black Eyes, a funky jazz band coming to us from the Cleveland, Ohio area with their piece, This Journey. Now I'm going to take you down to San Diego, California and play a piece by Patrick Gandel, and I'm going to play Who's the Bossa? Candle with his piece, Who's the Bossa? Now I'm going to take you out to Detroit, Michigan and play a piece by John D. Green Sr., and this is called Something in the Air. kind of back to the line on the down and play a piece by a group that goes by with their piece called Train. Now I'm going to play another piece by another artist out of the Pacific Northwest, and this is Tess Henley with her rendition of What You Won't Do for Love.
Thank you. got a thing for you that I can't let go.
And though I only want the best in you,
Henley's rendition of What You Won't Do for Love. So if there's anybody out there listening to the Flavor of Jazz today and you'd love to call in and share your thoughts on the show, share your thoughts about any of the artists that I'm playing, or you have something that you'd like to promote and you're an independent jazz artist, please feel free to call in. I've opened up the phone lines today and the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I am just going to continue bringing you a variety of independent jazz artists this morning. Let me scroll through my list and see who I can come up with next. And I think I'm going to play a piece by Brian Jett, and this is called Hang Tough.
Thank you.
right. We were just listening to Brian Jett with his piece, Hang Tough, and Brian comes to us all the way from Kentucky. Now I want to play a piece by Lloyd Watson, who's out of Alabama, with his piece, Black Moon. Thank you. was Lloyd Watson with his piece, Black Moon. Now I want to play a piece by Kimberly Jackson, and this is Do I Do.
Thank you.
Jackson with her rendition of Do I Do. Now I'm going to take you over to Switzerland and play a piece by Fabio Mignola, and this is Flyin'. Thank you. All right, that was Fabio Mignola with his piece, Flying. I want to play a piece. This is an interesting, interesting piece to me, and this is from the Michael White Quintet, and it is called Circumambulation.
Thank you.
That was Michael White Quintet with their piece called Circumambulation. I don't know if this is an actual term, but I'm just a fan. I am not an expert when it comes to music and jazz music, but I call that abstract jazz. So I hope that's not offensive, but I think it's just extremely interesting and so many elements to it. You are listening to the Flava of Jazz today on Flava News Radio with your host, Lady Flava. All those flavors in there, huh? I've created this show because I believe and love the sounds of the independent artists that are coming my way. Up here in Seattle, Washington, we no longer have a jazz station. It sadly closed down after being around for 19 years. It seemed like it had been around much longer than that, but 19 years and it closed down. So this is just my little way of giving back and supporting the independent jazz artists from around the world. If you are a jazz artist and you'd like to have your sound heard on the Flava of Jazz, please feel free to send me your EPK and your MP3s to radio@flavanews.com. I'll not only play it on the Flava of Jazz show, but I may play it on one of my other shows that I do throughout the week. So I just love, you know, sharing the Flava of underground independent artists. I think so many are so very, very deserving, and this is my way of showing my support. So with that said, we've got, maybe about 25 minutes left in the show. And, I guess it's 35 minutes left in the show. And, let me just get back at playing some more music. I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest again and play a piece by Michael Powers. And this is Urban Ukulele. Michael Powers with his piece, Urban Ukulele. Now I'm going to take you down to Kansas and play a piece by a very, very dear friend of mine. He's very supportive of who I am and what I do through Flava News Radio. And this is Stephen Ferguson with a new piece, which is called Rub It Like That. That was Stephen Ferguson with his piece, Rub It Like That. Now I want to play a piece by Ralph Lofton Jr., and this is going to be I Belong to You.
Thank you.
That was Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece, I Belong to You. He's an amazing, amazing artist and has so many accomplishments behind him. And I had such a pleasure having him on as a feature on one of my shows and getting to know him and his story. And he doesn't call himself necessarily a jazz artist. He calls himself an inspirational artist. So again, that was Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece, I Belong to You. Now I want to play a piece by a girl I'm growing more and more fond of as the weeks go by. I look forward to having her on my all-media artist show as a feature. And this is Miss Ava Lamert with her piece. Let's see, I'm going to play Nothing Looks the Same in the Light. That was Ava Lambert with her piece, Nothing Looks the Same in the Light. Now I want to play a piece by David Dyson coming to us from the East Coast, the Baltimore, Maryland area, and this piece is called Unleashed. David Dyson with his piece, Unleashed. Now I want to take you down to Louisiana and play a piece by Ian Villafana that comes to us actually by way of Trinidad. And this is his piece called Caribbean Lights. Thank you. That piece was by Ian Villafana with his piece called Caribbean Lights. We do have a caller on the line, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 425 area code. You are on the Flavor of Jazz with Lady Flavor.
Well, good morning, Lady Flavor. I was hoping
good
that you
morning.
Might be able to... Morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And who is this?
This is one of your old friends. We just recently reconnected. This is Tom Smith.
Oh, hey, Tom. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good, my friend. So have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have. I caught it about 2 minutes after it got started this morning.
Okay. So what do you think of the tracks I was playing?
I think it was pretty cool. I really enjoyed getting to hear the stuff from Michael Powers and your other friend.
Mm-hmm.
To hear some of the local musicians in this area. I really haven't had a real deep interest in the jazz scene here locally recently, but for years I followed it very closely. And I was hoping that you might have the most recent offerings from Dean Sudakawa or his brother Marcus. And you could possibly play some of those.
I don't have any of that, and I was thinking about reaching out to Dean and asking if he would send me some tracks. Because all the music that I play, Tom, is music that the artists have actually sent me.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people that goes out and steals music off the internet or necessarily, sometimes I'll buy it because I'm a fan and then I'll download it. But the shows that I do is pretty much artists that I'm connected with through Flava News and Flava News Radio, and they have a desire to send me their music to play. So. But
okay.
I have thought about reaching out to Deans and asking if he would send me some tracks too, because I'm really big on supporting the local artists.
You bet.
Honestly, I don't have that many tracks by local jazz artists out of the Seattle area. So I would love to build up my library of jazz artists. So no, I'm glad you mentioned that because that is something. I forgot about, and that's something that I do want to do. I'm glad that you were able to listen to the show today, Tom.
Well, yeah.
Very
hey,
cool.
I enjoy it. I've had a real love of jazz for years. I played jazz in high school and actually trained under Marcus Sudakawa. And I'm just now getting ready to get back out into the music scene, as I think I mentioned to you the last time we saw each other. So I don't know what I'm really going to pursue, whether it'll be jazz or more blues-oriented type stuff, R&B, at this point. I've yet to make up my mind, but it's definitely something that's there in the background that I'm considering at this point in time. So I just thought I'd give you a quick call.
You'll have to let me, stay in touch and let me know, and if there's anything that you have created or your brothers have created that I can play on my show, I would love to do that. Tom and I grew up together in the same neighborhood. He actually lived across the street, so that's very exciting that we did just reconnect recently at my godmother's funeral, and to be reconnected with somebody from my childhood and to know that he also has a passion, for music. I mean, they had passion when we were kids. I know that they had bands hanging out in the basement and practicing and stuff like that. But after all these years, Tom, it's very cool, to be reconnected and to realize that, you still have a passion when it comes to music.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's one of the things that gives me a great release. And, when things are bothering me and I'm troubled with things that are going on in my life, it's one of the things I can always turn to and rely on as far as being able to help me work through things.
I think a lot of people find that music is therapeutic.
It is.
And I'll be honest with you, sometimes even when I just do the radio shows, and there are many times when I come back and I just check out the archives and listen to it when I just need to kind of mellow out, especially listening to my jazz show. Mellow me out, and a lot of times I honestly play it right before I go to sleep, so I totally feel you on that. But I have come to the end of this particular show, so I'm going to close it out. But thank you so much, Tom, for calling in, and I am going to scroll down here, and I think I've got another artist that is from the Pacific Northwest that I'll play
Great. Hey, check your own personal Facebook site. I sent you my phone contact information.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Alan. I will. I'll respond and send you mine also. So thank you so much, Tom, for calling in, and thank you to everybody who listened to the show live. To those that hung out in the chat room, it was only guests hanging out in the chat room off and on today, but there are several people that were listening live to the show, and I really hope that you'll help spread the word about this particular show. All of my hip-hop shows, I get extremely large listenership. I really, really want to build the jazz show, though. So if you love what I'm doing through the Flavor of Jazz, help spread the word and tell your friends about it. They can come back and listen to the archives. I am going to do this again on an evening during the week, so I have not decided which night I'm going to do this show, but for sure every Monday, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific. I can't even talk, Tom. 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. But I'm going to close this show out with a piece by Butch Harrison, and this is called Dreamin'.
Great.
Butch Harrison with Dreaming. You've been listening to The Flavor of Jazz with your host, Lady Flavor. Please stay in touch, stay tuned, and keep up with what we're doing at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. I appreciate your love and support in what it is that I'm doing to help spread the word for a variety of independent artists. The Flavor of Jazz is all about the jazz artists around the world. Take care, God bless, and I'll see you soon.